Tuesday's here, so is local programming on KGYM. Spencer at Sports kicking things off, as we always do. 205 here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 on the FM dial in the Cedar Rapids area. 106.3 on the FM dial if you're listening in Iowa City or Johnson County. And the fine communities down in Johnson County, or even probably surrounding Johnson County, too. Also streaming, no matter where you are, whether it's Linn County, Johnson County, you could be in Polk County, Dubuque County, you could be in New York City. You can stream us at KGYMradio.com or on the free-to-download KGYM app for your smartphone, available on your smart speaker as well, and in podcast form. If you mentioned any, if you missed anything, I should say, from our shows from yesterday, last week, last month, last year, you want to go back and listen to April 18th of 2022's radio show, hey, go for it. You can do that at KGYMradio.com. Spencer Wagon, my name, producer Isaac, along for the ride as well. Love to hear from you today. Anything on your mind in the sports world, you can feel free to send us a text, or you can give us a call at 319-366-1600. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the talk or text line here for you all afternoon long as we bring you four straight hours of local programming here on KGYM. Lots to get to in the next 54 minutes or so. We've got baseball to get to later on in the show. We'll take a look at the scoreboard. One game in progress in front of maybe 100 fans. I tweeted out a highlight earlier of the Tigers-Guardians game. It's a doubleheader, first of all, at Comerica Park in Detroit. I'm sure there's some factors going into why there's not a lot of people at the game, but tweeted out a highlight of Oscar Gonzalez. I get Oscar Gonzalez and Oscar Mercado confused for whatever reason. But Oscar Gonzalez of the Guardians hit a three-run homer in that game, and the crowd shot was just, I guess it's because it's a Tuesday afternoon. It looked really cold in Detroit. Tigers are not playing very good baseball right now. I don't know, but there's maybe 100 people at that game right now out in Detroit. That's the only one currently in progress. We do have some doubleheader action, at least in the early part of the day and into the evening here tonight. We'll keep you posted on that, including the White Sox and the Phillies. They were rained out yesterday, or weathered out on the south side of Chicago yesterday. And a full slate of games beyond that. No postponements as far as we can tell here today. So we'll get into that. Might get into a little NFL before the show is over. But we're going to spend a good chunk of time on Playoff Central. We do this every year. We've done this since the start of this radio program in February of last year. We've taken a lot of time to check out what's going on in the playoffs for both the NBA and the NHL. A lot of time being spent, of course, on a big game from last night. We talked about it on the show a little bit yesterday. The Golden State Warriors, defending champs, down 1-0 in the series. Could they even that series up? Steal a game in Sacramento, go back home to San Francisco with the series tied up at one game apiece? And the answer to that question, and I will say it, I've said this before, some sports talk hosts out there are afraid to say when they are wrong. I am not one of them. I was wrong. I thought Golden State was going to steal one in Sacramento last night, and I was wrong. Kings up 2-0 over the defending champs as that game heads back to San Francisco here with game 3 coming up later on this week. Big spot for the Kings to be in. An uncommon spot for the Warriors to be in, and we'll talk about that here coming up in just a bit. We've also got 3 games on the docket tonight. In fact, that has to do with our poll question at KGYMradio.com as the NBA playoffs continue on. How many favorites will win tonight in the NBA? We gave you all the possible options. 0, 1, 2, or 3. You can vote. Let us know how many favorites you think will win tonight in the NBA. For reference, here are the favorites. This is from covers.com. Don't want to give any specific sportsbook odds here, but these are the favorites per the national sportsbooks, the major ones like DraftKings, BetMGM, FanDuel, and so on and so forth. The Boston Celtics, first game of the night. Game two against the Atlanta Hawks. The Celtics are favored by 10.5 tonight. The Cleveland Cavaliers down 1-0 to the Knicks. Going into game two tonight at home, they are anywhere from a 5.5 to a 6.5 point favorite at some sports books. So the Cavs and Celtics are favorites. And then game two tonight between Phoenix and the Los Angeles Clippers. The Phoenix Suns are a 7.5 to as much as an 8.5 point favorite tonight over the Clippers in Phoenix. So your favorites tonight are Boston, Cleveland, and Phoenix. Do all three favorites win? Do none of the favorites win? Does one favorite win? What do you think? You could check in on our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Again, courtesy of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. 319-366-1600 is the talker text line here for you this afternoon. Let's dive into that NBA action from last night. We'll talk NHL, too. Some great games last night. One of those things, I'm not a big hockey guy. I've said this before numerous times in the show. I am a playoff hockey guy, regular season hockey. I'm like, okay, I can watch this, but with college basketball on during good chunk of the season, I'm probably 9 times out of 10 going to choose the college basketball over a regular season hockey game. But I was watching playoff hockey last night. It was rather entertaining last night. I was not up late enough to watch the Wild get that double overtime win over Dallas, but impressive stuff there. We'll get into that in just a moment. But NBA last night, we'll start with the game that had some Iowa ties to it, Sacramento and Golden State. Impressive victory for the Kings last night. That is for sure. 114-106. If you missed the game, De'Aaron Fox, another great performance from him. 24 points, 9 assists. A little bit more on the offensive side from Domantas Sabonis last night for Sacramento with 24 and 9. Malik Monk with 18. Kevin Huerter adding 15. And Harrison Barnes, one of the two Iowa ties there. The Ames native, Ames High School grad, with 13 points. Struggle for Keegan Murray again last night, 2 games in the playoffs. He's averaging 2 points a game, 16 minutes in both games, 2 points last night, 3 rebounds, an assist, a steal last night as well, plus 1 turnover and 2 personal fouls last night for the former University of Iowa basketball player. Had 2 points the other night in the Saturday's win for Sacramento. Obviously, you know, being a rookie, coming into your first playoff, you know, series, it's tough. And Warriors are playing good defense and trying to shut him down. And so far they've been successful with that. But not enough time on the court, not a lot of time on the court, 16 minutes. King's seeing that he's struggling. Coach Mike Brown seeing a little bit that he's struggling and opting to go with a little bit more on the offensive end there for Sacramento. So, you know, we'll see if he's able to pick it up here. You know, obviously, you know, the better news for Kings fans, you know, yes, your rookie first-round pick has not performed well in the first 2 games of the playoffs. However, your team has won both games. So, you know, when we look back at game one and how that game played out, you know, really didn't have all that good a night from some of your key stars, not just, you know, Keegan Murray, but also Domantas Sabonis and several other guys. If you're not named, you know, De'Aaron Fox or Malik Monk in that game one from Saturday night, hey, you didn't really have a good night. But, you know, I think you take some off nights from your key guys, you know, if the scoreboard shows that you're winning the game and shows that you won the game at the end. But I digress. Last night, Kings with that win, getting the victory, grinding it out, able to put together a solid victory last night. And like we talked about, go up 2-0 on the defending champs. Here's their head coach, Mike Brown, talking a little bit about the team grinding out the victory and his thoughts on the win.
We said this all along, you know, whether we're up big or we're down big, we have to stick to what our game plan is. We got to keep trying to play fast. We got to keep trying to be physical, and we can't worry about what the score is or how much time is left in the game. And, you know, they're a great team. I said it before. They're going to take the lead. down the stretch. They're going to tie the game down the stretch. They may be in front down the stretch. Who knows? But we got to keep grinding and see if we can find a way. During this time of the year, you just find a way to win, and our guys did.
Mike Brown, of course, in the running for NBA Coach of the Year. I think you absolutely have to give it to him at this point, considering the job the Kings have done, or he's done with the Kings, getting them from a huge long shot to even win their division, to getting them into the playoffs, and now not just winning a game, but also getting up 2-0 here with the chance. You know, you just got to win two more if you're the Sacramento Kings here to get to the second round of the playoffs, which is huge considering what was expected of this Sacramento franchise here going into the regular season. But Kings get it done last night. On the other hand, it's a spot the Golden State has never been in. At least they haven't been in quite some time. In the Steve Kerr era, they are a team that has never been down 2-0 in a series. First time since 2007, the conference semifinals against the Jazz, that they have been down 2-0 in the NBA playoffs. Golden State had gone 27 straight series without trailing 2-0, which was the longest streak in NBA history before it ended last night. By the way, the coach of Golden State, last time they were down 2-0 in a playoff series, none other than Don Nelson, former Iowa Hawkeye. So there you go. Another Iowa tie to this series. You got two active players with Harrison Barnes and Keegan Murray, and then you throw in the Don Nelson equation there from the last time Golden State was down 2-0. But interesting stat here. This is from ESPN Stats and Info. The Warriors, the fifth defending champ to fall behind 2-0 in the first round. These trends are always interesting, but do they mean anything, especially when they happened over 11 years ago? I don't know. I think Golden State very well could win both games at home coming up here. They've got the next couple games here at home. I think they'd have a good chance to get both, considering they play really well at home, did not play well on the road at all this year. Are we looking at, you know, an even series? I don't know how it's going to play out. I think Kings absolutely can steal one. If they do, I think they got a really good shot to win the series. Question is, will they? And I would kind of lean towards seeing Golden State at least take the game coming up here, game three, which is on the schedule here for later this week. Game three set for Thursday night out in San Francisco. But we'll see how that one plays out. But interesting stat here. The last time the defending champ was down 2-0 in the first round, and in fact, the last four times it's happened, they've all gone on to lose and get swept. Maybe not fully swept, but the last two times it happened, the 2012 Dallas Mavericks, they lost as the defending champs the next season, got swept 4-0. And the 07 Miami Heat also got swept in four games. So some history has shown that, if you're the defending champ down 2-0 in a series, it doesn't go well for you. But if any team is going to reverse that, I feel like it's Golden State. I feel like, and you'll hear from Draymond Green, who played another part of the story last night. You'll hear from Draymond Green in just a bit. And you'll hear from the Warriors here in just a bit that if they didn't feel motivated now, motivated going into last night's game, I feel like they are now going into this game coming up here on Thursday night. But as for the Warriors last night, Steph Curry finishing with 28. Andrew Wiggins had 22, and Klay Thompson had 21 in the loss. Here's their head coach, Steve Kerr, talking about what happened in game two that caused them to be on the losing end.
They did a great job defensively of pressuring us, and we didn't handle it well enough to win, you know, a playoff game on the road. And with that said, it's a tie game with 4 minutes left or whatever it was. So we know we have to play better. But we will play better. You know, we're these guys are champions. You saw what they did in a really difficult situation with a lot of foul trouble, an ejection. The way our guys fought, they showed what they're made of. So now it's a matter of going home and licking our wounds a little bit. And, you know, we get a little rest with a couple of days in between games. And we go home and take care of our home court.
Steve Kerr talking after the game. So do they feel any pressure being down 2-0 in the series? Here's what Klay Thompson had to say.
No, I don't feel pressure. I just see an opportunity for us to go home and protect our home court and make adjustments. I mean, like I've said before, we've been through it all, so we're not accustomed to hitting the panic button. We, you know, lost a 73-win season, so we know what it's like to deal with that pressure and outside noise. It's nothing new. It just comes with being an NBA player.
That's the answer you'd expect from somebody on the Warriors, I think, especially, you know, Klay Thompson, a guy who's been there and done that. But really, seriously, should they hit the panic button? Here's what ESPN's Monica McNutt said.
Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being that they are going to potentially get swept. I'm putting this around a 6. I think this is very legit. Moving forward, you have to do the math in my mind. They now have to win 4 out of 5 games versus a King squad that has proven that they are not afraid, right? You look at the clutch numbers in terms of who was shooting threes at late in the ballgame. Steph, Wiggins, and Klay. Klay is the only person that connected, and that's like 1 of 6, I believe, in that clutch time moments. And as much as folks will point to the three-point shooting, the Warriors have not turned on the playoff defense switch, and the Kings are coming. Yes, the numbers are a little bit abhorrent. I certainly was nervous as the basketball was flying all around the court on the Kings' offense, but Mike Brown, De'Aaron Fox, and company understand what they're trying to do. We're going to push in transition, we're going to take high-risk shots, and we're going to get in the paint until you stop us, and the Warriors have not shown they can do that.
ESPN's Monica McNutt chiming in on Get Up earlier today. The other big story, aside from a Golden State Warriors going down 2-0 to Sacramento, was Draymond Green. Why does he always find himself in the news? In every playoff series, Draymond Green is always in the news. Last night, he was ejected. 7:03 left in the fourth quarter. He stomped on the chest of Domantas Sabonis. You've seen the highlight. If you watch SportsCenter, you've heard all the national pundits talking about it. You see the video. Sabonis does grab his ankle, which, okay, you know, not going to say one guy was totally exonerated and you know, totally innocent here. If you're Sabonis, I don't think you need to grab his ankle. If you're Draymond, you certainly don't need to stomp on his chest when he's on the floor. Sabonis did stay in the game. He went in for x-rays. Last update I saw, all those were clear. Going to undergo further testing. It sounded like Draymond also. I don't know if he's just trying to, you know, match Sabonis. I don't know. But he also requested x-rays on his ankle after Sabonis grabbed it. But Draymond Green was assessed a flagrant 2 and removed from the game. A technical foul was called on Sabonis in that situation. You know, no place in the game for that. I'm trying to prove a point. I don't know. Just if you feel something is not getting called, as you'll hear him say in a moment, then address it with the proper channels. But Draymond Green apparently is not able to do that. Here's his thoughts. This is Draymond Green after the game. What happened between him and Sabonis?
My leg got grabbed 2nd time in 2 nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere. And I'm not the most flexible person, so that's not stretching that far.
So you didn't really see where you were stepping? You just kind of...
I can only step so far and pulling my leg away. So it is what it is.
I'm not the most flexible person, and I got to put my foot somewhere. Okay. I'm not a flexible guy either. That means if, you know, somebody's here on the floor in the studio, I'm going to do all I can to avoid stepping on them and stomping on their chest. But I'm not a multi-million-dollar NBA player. I'm a radio host in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Domantas Sabonis had this to say about the situation.
You know, I love the competition. I love the playoffs. You know, the challenge I'm taking on the Warriors. You know, I got hit earlier in the game in the jaw there. So when I fell, you know, I was kind of protecting myself. And then obviously the incident happened, and I feel like there's no room for that in our game today.
Kings win. They get the last laugh on the scoreboard. They get the victory and go up 2-0 again. Game 3 set for Thursday night in San Francisco. 9 o'clock tip time on TNT. We had other games last night. One other game last night in the NBA. That was really low scoring affair. The Sixers beating Brooklyn last night 96-84. Big third quarter helping the Sixers get past the Brooklyn Nets and take a 2-0 series lead. Tyrese Maxey finishing with 33. Joel Embiid had 20 and 19. Tobias Harris, Milwaukee Bucks legend, had 20 points and 12 rebounds last night, while Cam Johnson led the way with 28 for the Nets in that loss. So a 2-0 series lead for Philly. That series will resume coming up Thursday night in Brooklyn at Barclays Center, a 6:30 start time, Central Time on TNT. And I saw this from ESPN Stats and Info. The Nets, they have lost 8 straight playoff games, which is tied for their second longest losing streak in franchise history. So the luck, the bad luck continues for the Brooklyn Nets. And boy, I kind of had Philly. I've had Philly advancing past that series. I didn't make an official series call, but would not be surprised if Philly walked out of there with a 4-game sweep, considering how that series has gone. They won. Philly winning last night, despite an awful night shooting the ball from James Harden. But Maxey, Embiid, and Harris all stepping up there. I don't think the Nets have enough firepower to keep up with Philly in that series. 319-366-1600. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, look at tonight's action, plus why it might one factor might play into tonight's result between Phoenix and the Clippers. Not good news for Chris Paul. We'll tell you why on the other side of this break. It's Spencer at Sports on the Gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have a nice comfortable day with plenty of sunshine and temperatures around 60 degrees. Later on tonight, clouds are going to begin to move in, and we'll have the chance for some scattered showers and storms overnight into early Wednesday morning. We'll then have some rounds of rain between Wednesday and Thursday, and some storms during this time may be strong with gusty winds and hail. We'll then have colder air that moves in behind this storm system for the end of the week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Remember the complaints you used to get from your family about snoring? You haven't heard those in a while, have you? And how about the way you wake up feeling refreshed in the morning instead of worn out? There's no question your CPAP or BiPAP machine treats your sleep apnea and makes a big difference in your life. So keep your CPAP or BiPAP performing well. Come to CarePro Home Medical's free walk-in CPAP BiPAP clinic April 20th at either the Cedar Rapids or Coralville location between 3 and 5 p.m. Just bring your machine along, and CarePro's respiratory therapist will check the pressure settings, tubing, filters, masks, headgear, and humidifiers. They'll see if any of the pieces need adjustment or replacement, and they'll replace your disposable filter. They want to make sure you keep getting top-notch treatment for your sleep apnea. You probably know the friendly people at CarePro go above and beyond, but if you haven't met with them yet, come to the CPAP BiPAP clinic and see just how great they are. Connect with the people and answers you need at CarePro, careprohealthservices.com.
Okay, on the grass, but out of the street. Perfect.
Why are you raking your leaves to the curb?
Tomorrow's our garbage day, so the leaf vacuum will be around too.
Leaves just go in your yardie cart, don't they?
You can, but this time of year, you can also rake them in a long row on the grass beside the street, and the vacuum truck will pick them all up.
I don't have time to rake right now.
That's okay. They'll be picking up through April 28th on garbage day. You've got time.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from crnewsnow.com.
Oh, I didn't get the message.
Get the message. Go to crnewsnow.com.
Presenting the world's worst combos. Using a chainsaw while blindfolded.
Hey, watch out!
Performing surgery while roller skating.
Whoa! Oh!
And being high while driving. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get an OWI. This ad brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
For more than 100 years, Kidde has been a leader in home safety, helping you protect what matters most. From smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde home safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Right now, get a 10-year worry-free battery-powered smoke alarm for $14.99 after 11% off. Good through April 23rd, savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
KGYM is an equal opportunity employer. And under FCC rules, any community organization that distributes information about employment opportunities or refers people to employers may ask to be notified about job vacancies at KGYM. If your organization would like notification of KGYM's job vacancies, contact Julie Hine. Email julie at kzia.com or write her at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404.
Back at 2:30, Spencer Out Sports here on this Tuesday afternoon at 319-366-1600. Talking some playoffs here with you this afternoon. Covering the NBA. Spent some time on a big story of the day out of the NBA playoffs for last night. Sacramento going up 2-0 on Golden State. The stomp heard round the basketball world last night. Kind of. Draymond Green stomping on the chest of Domantas Sabonis. Heard from both of them. Warriors down 2-0, though. Huge story in its own right. They'll look to grab a win Thursday night in San Francisco. Three games tonight. I mentioned this in our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. We're asking you, how many favorites will win tonight in the NBA? I went through the favorites. Boston, about a 10.5-point favorite tonight against Atlanta in game two there. The Cleveland Cavaliers, anywhere from a 5.5 to a 6.5-point favorite against the Knicks tonight at home. And then Phoenix, around an 8 to maybe an 8.5-point favorite. BetMGM lists them at minus 8.5 tonight against the Los Angeles Clippers. These Celtics with a 1-0 lead there. The Knicks have a 1-0 lead on Cleveland, and the Clippers have a 1-0 lead on Phoenix there. I mentioned there is a streak that continues tonight that might spell doom for Phoenix, particularly because Chris Paul is on their team. Scott Foster, he is the crew chief of the officiating crew in Phoenix tonight. And why is that bad news? If you have not followed the NBA closely, you probably don't know about this, but I'm sure even if you're a casual basketball fan, you know about it. The last 13 playoff games in which Foster has been on the officiating crew when Chris Paul has played in the game, the team which Chris Paul is on has lost. Put all your money on the Clippers tonight. That is my advice tonight. I don't know. I would have, had I not seen this story, I would have taken Phoenix tonight. But, yeah. Bad spot to be in. And it's a mystery. Isaac and I were talking about this during the break. Is correlation and causation, you know, are they equal here? Is it just because Scott Foster refs the game involving a team that Chris Paul is on that they automatically lose for some reason? Are there calls being made against Chris Paul? I don't know. I just think it's funny. And, well, part of the reason I think it's funny is because two of those games, Game 3 and Game 6 in the 2021 NBA Finals, happened against the Milwaukee Bucks, including Game 6, in which the Bucks won the championship. That's part of the reason why I think it's funny. But for a player like Chris Paul, you have to be sick of it. Like, I don't know if the players are given, like, I'm sure they are. Like, here's who's officiating the game tonight. If you're Chris Paul and you see Scott Foster's name on the official list, how are you feeling? Like, oh, no, Scott Foster again. Yeah, it's a thing. 13 playoff games, last 13 in a row, which Foster has been on the officiating crew. Where Chris Paul has played in the game, Paul's team has lost. We'll see if that curse can be reversed tonight in the NBA. That is last game of the night, 9 o'clock on TNT. Knicks in Cleveland at 6:30 on TNT. Boston and Atlanta at 6 on NBA TV. There was a text earlier, 8277, chiming in with a poll question, saying the Knicks and Suns win for sure. 8277 saying that they think the NBA wants the Knicks to win, then adds that I know the NBA is rigged. Do I know that? I don't know. Do I know that? That's a good question. I don't know if the NBA wants the Knicks to win. Like, okay. I don't have time to adequately explain my belief. I don't really want to get into our sports leagues rigged today. That was not my plan for this radio show. If the NBA is or was rigging the playoffs, I don't think they'd rig it for the Knicks. I think they'd rig it for Boston, wouldn't you? Golden State? The Lakers. Yes, thank you. I don't know how I forgot about the Lakers. If the NBA is rigging it for someone, I don't think they're rigging it for the Knicks. I think they're rigging it for the Lakers, if they are rigging it. I'm not saying they are, but if they were, probably before the Lakers. Would imagine Boston. I mean, you know, why would they rig it for Milwaukee or Sacramento or the Timberwolves? Like, you know, small market teams? Come on. We don't want that. We want all the eyes on our product. We want that traditional rivalry. Celtics-Lakers. If the NBA was rigged, not saying it is, but if it was, I feel like they'd rig it for the big market teams every year. Especially the Lakers. LeBron James, rig it for them. If it was, not saying it is. 319-366-1600. Couple injury updates too. Ja Morant, speaking of the Lakers, game two of that series with Memphis is tomorrow night. We got it for you here in KGYM, by the way, from ESPN Radio at 6. The game time is 6:30 tomorrow night. Ja Morant is a game time decision for game two against the Lakers, according to their head coach, Taylor Jenkins. He apparently has a soft tissue bruise. This is per Sham Sharania from The Athletic. So Ja is a game time decision. There were no breaks or fractures in his right hand, according to the team. His status, like I said, is still up in the air. Game time decision for game two. Also saw this, for those of you interested in the Milwaukee Bucks, Mike Budenholzer, their head coach, telling reporters today Giannis was not able to practice today. Budenholzer saying they still have 24 hours plus before game time. He'll get treatment and we'll see how he feels. He says there's been a lot of progress and hopefully there's more in the next day or so. Budenholzer continues to say there is optimism that Giannis will play in game two, but sounds like he might be a game time decision as well, but he did not practice today in Milwaukee as the Bucks get ready for game two, which is also tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. So that is the latest news from the NBA there. NHL last night, fun night to open the playoffs. The overwhelming favorite, and forgive me, this is my very, very lacking hockey knowledge coming through here in this small segment here. But the overwhelming favorite, the Boston Bruins. Almost said the Celtics, did not though. Boston Bruins, a winner last night, 3-1 over Florida. Carolina, the Hurricanes, winner over the Islanders last night, 2-1. Minnesota, how about that? That game ended at like 1 a.m. Central Time. You stay up to watch that game last night? Boy, that was a marathon game. Double OT for the Wild to beat the Stars 3-2. Ryan Hartman with the goal, the 12:20 mark of the second OT. Wild had a 1-0 lead. Dallas took a 2-1 lead, and then Sam Steele tied it at the 14:25 mark of the second period. And tied it stayed until the second overtime. So the Wild able to steal one on the road there from Dallas. And then Edmonton, oh boy, Edmonton blowing a 3-1 lead. You know how much that factors in the sports world, but led 3-1 in the third after Leon Draisaitl had his second goal of the game. Los Angeles came back to win 4-3 in overtime. A power play goal in OT won it for the Kings as they beat Edmonton. Lots of boos raining down over the Oilers last night as they lose 4-3 in overtime. Those series all resume on Wednesday with game twos. Tonight you got game ones, the Rangers at New Jersey. Also Tampa Bay is at Toronto. My beloved Winnipeg Jets heading to Las Vegas. And the Kraken, they get the defending Stanley Cup champs tonight. The Colorado Avalanche at 9 o'clock on ESPN. We'll talk more about those games and more coming up on the program tomorrow. 2:39, we got some baseball to get to and maybe a little football before the afternoon is up. Spencer on Sports with you here on the Gym.
The Earth is a big ball of energy. E&J Geothermal wants to help you tap into it. Spring is an ideal time to have E&J install a geothermal system to heat and cool your home. An energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system from E&J Geothermal saves money on your energy bills, sure. But right now, you'll save even more with the extended federal and state geothermal tax credits. The folks at E&J Geothermal would be happy to tell you all about it. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Compost is great for your garden and a fantastic way to give your lawn a healthy lift. And it's free at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. You can also use compost around trees and shrubs and cover them with a layer of wood chips, which are also free at the Solid Waste Agency. Get your yard and garden in shape. If you're a Linn County resident, pick up free compost and wood chips at the Solid Waste Agency location next to Mount Trashmore. Get ours and all the details at solidwasteagency.org.
Bundling and saving with GEICO is an easy choice, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like, what's the best animal in the world if not humans? I'd strongly consider ducks to be somewhere up there on the list. Think about it. Ducks can swim, ducks can fly, and ducks can walk on land. They have access to all terrains. They are the ultimate animal. And they wiggle their butts when they walk, which is funny. Yeah, ducks are awesome. End of story. Bundling and saving with GEICO. It's an easy choice.
O'Reilly. Is your vehicle no longer stopping like it used to? Don't miss spring brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need. Now through April 25th, get 15% off when you buy a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back at 2:41, coming up on 2:42 with Spencer on Sports here at KGYM at 319-366-1600. Talk plenty of basketball, a little hockey to start the program. If you missed anything from the first part of the show, you can check us out, our podcast at KGYMradio.com. It'll be up after the program here today. Couple of interesting news before we move on to baseball. A couple things from the college basketball world. Especially on the women's side of things. Saw this from the Twitterverse about 30 minutes ago. Lauren Betts, target of the Iowa women's basketball team. A lot of people with the scholarship opening thinking that maybe Iowa would go after Lauren Betts, the transfer from Stanford. She is not coming to Iowa City. She is going to UCLA, announcing she is officially committed to the Bruins via Instagram. So she will be in the Big Ten in a year when they join the Big Ten. But Lauren Betts not going to be transferring into the Iowa women's basketball program. Also, how about this? And a lot of people, you know, predicting what might happen down the road. But Haley Van Lith, the fine women's basketball player from Louisville, visiting the LSU Tigers today. She was initially recruited by Kim Mulkey at Baylor. Mulkey left to go to LSU. Van Lith, of course, playing at Louisville. Haley Van Lith, now not committed. She has not made a commitment announcement yet, but do you imagine Haley Van Lith and Angel Reese on the same team? Oh, gosh. You thought the trash talk was bad with one of them on individual teams. Yeah, a lot of people saying that if Iowa were to go up against LSU, provided LSU land Haley Van Lith out of the portal, yikes. A lot of people would be annoyed by that, with Van Lith and Reese on one side and Caitlin Clark on the other. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Has to happen before we get to that point. Plus, Iowa and LSU would have to schedule a game against each other at some point in the next year, but thought that was rather interesting tidbit here for you this afternoon. 319-366-1600. Baseball, I don't know what happened. ESPN scoreboard just deleted the first game of the Tigers-Guardians doubleheader off their scoreboard, but it just popped back up. Tigers win walk-off home run for the Tigers in that one as they win 4-3 in front of like maybe 75 fans at Comerica Park this afternoon. Tigers win 4-3 over the Guardians. They'll play game two coming up in just a little bit. Coming up at 3:10, the White Sox start up a true doubleheader with the Phillies. Both teams at 6-10 on the season here as they get going on the south side with a doubleheader there in Chicago. Results from last night, the Cubs recorded 20 hits, beat up on the lowly Oakland A's. Possum in the visiting broadcast booth at all. Yesterday, Cubs win 10-1. Big night for Patrick Wisdom, 3-for-5. A couple home runs, drove in 4. Ian Happ with 3 ribbies in the game, too. And Cody Bellinger, 5-for-5 with a run scored. Hayden Wisniewski, 7 strikeouts in the win for the Cubbies. Cardinals lose to the Diamondbacks last night, 6-3. Ketel Marte with a solo home run in the 7th. The grand slam also for Pavin Smith as the Cardinals fall to the D-backs 6-3. Brewers got a nice win out west, beating Seattle 7-3. Brian Anderson, 3-for-5 with a run, run scored and RBI as well. Bryce Turang with a solo home run there for the Brewers in the 7-3 victory over Seattle. Story there, already down Brandon Woodruff, who shut down with a shoulder injury without a firm timetable for his return. Corbin Burnes leaving last night's game in the 6th, specifically the injury described as a pectoral injury, left pectoral injury, and Burnes feeling some tightness there, telling reporters he felt some tightness and was going to be removed from the game or was removed from the game. So Brewers having a good start to the season, but not good when you're two of your top pitchers. Potentially. We know Woodruff for sure, but now, depending on what happens with Burnes, potentially losing your top two pitchers there. Although Wade Miley has been very good, Freddie Peralta has been very good. We'll see what they're able to do and how healthy Corbin Burnes is moving forward. Texas, speaking of pitchers leaving with injuries, Jacob DeGrom last night had a no-hitter going against Kansas City. Had to leave the game with soreness in his right wrist. DeGrom and two relievers held Kansas City to just one hit last night, that coming from Matt Duffy in a 4-0 win for the Rangers. As we mentioned, the White Sox and Phillies were postponed from last night as they will get that series going coming up here today. Some other highlights from baseball yesterday, meeting of the top teams or expected top teams in the National League. The Braves got the best of the Padres last night, 2-0. Austin Riley with a 2-run homer in the first. Max Fried with 5 innings pitched, gave up 4 hits, no runs, and struck out 4 for the Braves. And the Pirates break up the Pirates, 14-3 winners over Colorado. Andrew McCutchen and Jack Sawinski, each with a solo home run yesterday. Carlos Santana and Ke'Bryan Hayes each had 3 ribbies in the game. One of the craziest stats, and when you consider, you know, how his season went last year, maybe it's not all that crazy, but Chris Bryant hit his first home run at Coors Field as a member of the Rockies last night. That's insane to think that Chris Bryant just now on April 17th last night as a member of Colorado finally hit his first home run as a member of the Rockies. He only played in 26 games last year, you'll remember, with the Rockies. So with some injuries last year, maybe not all that surprising, but Chris Bryant 3-for-4 with a home run last night in the game for the Rockies. Mets beat the Dodgers last night too, spoiling a big night for Freddie Freeman. 3-for-4, a couple home runs, and 3 ribbies. Mets getting 3 in the 7th to take the lead there. Out west for the Dodgers. The rest of the schedule for tonight looks like this. Minnesota is at Boston, a 6:10 start time there. Sonny Gray going against Chris Sale. You got Philly and the White Sox with that doubleheader at 3:10 and 6:40 respectively. Texas and Kansas City from Kauffman Stadium tonight at 6:40. Cardinals hosting the Diamondbacks tonight. Jordan Montgomery taking the hill for St. Louis. The Cubs in Oakland as Marcus Stroman goes against Ken Waldichuk tonight. And then Iowa tie, Colin Ray, Cascade native, getting his second start for the Brewers. He goes up against Logan Gilbert tonight out in Seattle for an 8:40 start time there. Out in Seattle, Brewers looking for two in a row over the Mariners. And speaking of the West Coast, interesting note here. You'll be seeing a familiar face. Maybe it'll give the Padres a boost coming up on Thursday. Fernando Tatis Jr. set to return from his PED suspension. The final three games of his suspension run through Wednesday. He's been hitting .515 at AAA El Paso, which is like, I mean, he didn't play in AAA on his way up in the majors the first time for his rookie year in 2019, but been hitting .515, two doubles, seven home runs, 15 ribbies, 11 runs scored, and two stolen bases in AAA. I think he's ready to come back, guys. His return is Thursday in Arizona, so you'll be seeing Fernando Tatis Jr. back on the field. No matter what your opinion of him is, I think he's going to make a difference for the Padres, who have not had the best start to this season, that's for sure. 2:51, quick 60-second timeout. A little bit more baseball to get to. We have an update. We told you a story about a story on Friday. Someone who did something very bad at a baseball game involving a mascot. There has now been justice for Dinger. We made it happen. At least I think we did. We'll tell you about it in 60 seconds here on the Gym.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code ESPN15 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code ESPN15. Use code ESPN15 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Back at 2:52, Spencer at Sports with you here at KGYM at 319-366-1600. Gym class on the way in just a few moments from 3 until 4. Todd Brommelkamp show on the way between 4 and 6. Did Todd promise cake today, Isaac? I don't think he did. He did. Todd is giving, it is his birthday, so very happy birthday to our colleague Todd Brommelkamp. He did bring gifts. He brought me a random Milwaukee Brewers baseball card today. Brewers legend Neil Walker. Surprised by that little gift for the PC, personal collection from Todd this afternoon. You forget some of these guys are on your favorite team until you see them on a baseball card that randomly shows up on your desk at work. 319-366-1600. Okay, I promised this. We told you the story on Friday. Gentleman at the Rockies Cardinals game last week decided, I am going to attack the mascot, Dinger, the dinosaur mascot for the Rockies. Well-known purple dinosaur, been part of the team, part of the club, cheering on the team, helping fans cheer on the team since 1994. He was having just a normal one at work, dancing, entertaining the crowd on top of the home team's dugout. When someone ran up and tackled the mascot. Like, what? What are you doing? Come on. According to the Denver Police Department, did we play a role in this? I'm going to say we did, but I'm not quite sure if we did or not. But the man who attacked Dinger has turned himself into authorities. Yes, justice for Dinger has been achieved. His name is Kenneth Sonley, 45 years old. He was cited for assault and disturbing the peace. There has been justice brought. Dinger Dinger's attacker. Dinger's fine. Hoping is fine. Hoping the person who plays Dinger is fine as well. But Dinger and the perpetrator who decided to have, I don't know, have some fun, I guess. I don't know if you call it fun. It's not fun to tackle a mascot. Mascots are people, too. Kenneth Sonley cited for assault and disturbing the peace after tackling Dinger last week at a Cardinals-Rockies matchup. Come on. Be smart. Have a good time. If you're having a few at the game, do so responsibly, please. And don't tackle the mascots. Mascots are lovable. They're fun. Let them be. Glad Dinger got the justice he deserved. One final note, too. Be remiss if I did not mention this, but great story as well. On a more serious note, but also a positive note as well, DeMar Hamlin, Buffalo Bills safety, he has been fully cleared to return to football activities. Brandon Bean, the GM of the Bills, made that announcement earlier today. Hamlin was cleared by three separate specialists who all agreed it would be safe for the 25-year-old to return to football. Of course, he collapsed on the field in that Week 17 game against the Bengals, was discharged 9 days after the incident, and he had been hinting over the past month he was hoping he'd be able to return to football, and sounds like that dream will soon become a reality. And great to see that, certainly, you know, after what could have been the worst moment in NFL history, certainly is some good news there. Certainly we'll be cheering on DeMar Hamlin for his return here in the 2023 season. That wraps up the show today. Gym Class up next. Todd Brommelkamp with some sort of birthday celebration coming up between 4 and 6. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon. We're back tomorrow at 2 here at KGY.